Shoots again. Fires the three. And that might do it. Al Horford with the rebound. Throws it up in the air. And the Boston Celtics will go to the NBA Finals.
Oh, yay! That, of course, the Celtics finishing off the Miami Heat on Sunday. Okay, but I'm not going to actually say of course, because that series was exhausting and it was nail-biting. And even that last game, honestly, not all that fun to watch if you're a Celtics fan. But nevertheless, now we move on to the NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors. Game one tonight in San Francisco. Huge question marks, or maybe not, hanging over this incredibly talented team. So we want to give you everything you need to know to watch, whether you are a brand new fan or you have been in the thick of it all along. So here to help us out, Boston Globe sports columnist and author of Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with the Larry Bird Celtics, Dan Shaughnessy. Dan, welcome back.
Well, it's nice to be back. I'm feeling a little more pressure today, though. I just learned that my wife is a huge fan of you and your program. So,
oh, no kidding. Tell her I said hey.
I have to do better now.
So listen, how psyched are you for tonight? I know that's like total softball question, but I'm curious because, you love the Celtics.
Well, it's great theater. And these things don't come around that often. I mean, when I was a child, the Celtics were in the finals every year, winning it most every year. But the Celtics have not been in this position since 2010. So that's 12 years right there, and haven't won it since 2008 and have only won it once since 1986. So these are special moments. In New England here, we had 12 duck boat parades in the start of this century. And the last one was Tom Brady and friends winning in February of 2019. So we're 3 years into our drought, and this is the time for the Celtics to do something about that.
Can we?
Well, I think that I'm picking them to win, and that's not rooted in because I live here. I think they're a little bit better. I think nationally, the Warriors are probably favored because they've won three championships in the last 6 years, but none in the last 4 years. And there's a chance for Boston. I think they match up really well with these guys. There's a great pedigree out there in California. They've got three guys who've been through this thing together six times and won three of them. So that's significant. And Boston does not have any players who have played in the finals. So this is going to be a new experience for them.
All right. So let's talk to specifically to the kind of newbies to basketball now who might be listening, who are going to tune into the game tonight because, NBA finals. Give them two or three players and things to watch that anybody who's new could follow and really enjoy tracking tonight in the game.
Well, if you're a newbie, you just take a look at, the Golden State's guard, Steph Curry. He's the greatest outside shooter in the history of basketball. So it's a lot of fun to watch this guy. He's not that big, 6'1", 6'2", long range bomber. And just, he makes shots from incredible open spaces way out there. So that's a guy you want to watch with them. They've got two other guys, Klay Thompson, very similar, a great shooting guard, a rugged up front guy, Draymond Green. With Boston, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are the two guys. They're both top three picks. And they're young. They're 24 and 25, respectively, but they've been in the league for 5 and 6 years now. So this is their time. And Tatum, in particularly, is a top five NBA player now and has just overcome great players in the first three rounds. He beat Kevin Durant in Brooklyn. He beat Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee and Jimmy Butler in Miami. So he has emerged as a superstar in the NBA, and this is his chance to shine and win a championship.
So you talked to some of the Lions of Celtics of old in preparation for tonight. What are they going to be watching for in this game?
Well, Bob Cousy is 93 years old, one of the great men of all time. I worship Bob Cousy. He still lives in Worcester. He's been there since graduated from Holy Cross in 1951. He was NBA MVP in 1957. So this goes back. And Cousy, of course, says it's hard for him to stay up for these 9 o'clock starts.
I think it's hard for a lot of people to stay up for a 9 o'clock start.
That's killing us with that thing. So we share that with Bob Cousy there. But yeah, he's very excited. He said, I wasn't sure in my lifetime I'd see him have a chance to raise an 18th banner. Bob Cousy was, he won six championships as a player with Bill Russell. And I also talked to Tom Sanders, who's, I think, 83 years old, or he's in his 80s. And he won six titles here. He coached the team. He was part of that Red Auerbach lineage with Bill Russell and Tommy Heinsohn and Casey and Sam Jones. So these guys are, they're alive and well. They're watching. They feel connected when they watch this. It's part of the Celtic family. Their numbers are in the rafters. Larry Bird's numbers in the rafters. And it's a continuous thing. The league's been going around for 75 years now, the NBA. The Celtics have the most championships, 17, with the Lakers. This is a chance to have more than the Lakers.
I got to tell you, there is just something about thinking about the fact that I might be sitting in my family room tonight, basically watching the game with Bob Cousy.
Yeah.
That makes me kind of happy.
Yeah, he would enjoy that. And, you know, he's such an alert guy. And he really follows closely. And he sees things. It's amazing the things he sees. He's still talking about, you know, Marcus Smart, the Celtic guard. He says, I love his game, but I wish he wouldn't take the three-pointers. Well, that's what a lot of us are saying when they watch Marcus Smart at the end of games. He can be a little reckless out there. But these old guys, they still got it, and they're still paying attention, and they feel a connection to the Celtics of today because of the Celtics of the past.
Okay, so in the control round, they want me to pick a little bit of a fight, saying the Lakers are counting five titles from Minneapolis and two that aren't even NBA titles.
Yeah, it's a continuous franchise. I understand what they're saying. So the Los Angeles Lakers have only won 12, but the Laker franchise goes back to the beginning of the NBA, and that franchise has won 17. So I don't get into that. That distinction.
Yeah,
you want to have this.
You're past me. You're playing past me.
Yeah, Celtics have always had the distinction because they won 11 in 13 years from 57 to 69, and that really put them way ahead. And it's taken the Lakers many, many decades to catch up. And Red was always very competitive about that. So he would consider it a tie, and he would want to get the 18th to go ahead of them.
So let's talk about that. And let's talk about this franchise. You and I have talked a couple of times recently about this team and sort of the transformation of this team. But for the last 3 or 4 years, arguably there's been the potential there, and they just haven't been able to get it done. Talk about that journey and what's different now.
Yeah, it's a young team. And you know, they coached, Brad Stevens was their coach for quite a few years. It wasn't really, they weren't getting the kind of response they were hoping for. Excuse me. So Stevens, he moved upstairs last summer after a 500 season where they flamed out in the playoffs quickly. They brought in a rookie coach, Ime Udoka, who's a 44-year-old guy who played in the league, has the instant respect of his players. And they bought into this great defensive scheme he brings. He's a no-nonsense guy, kind of a low talker, serious. And you can feel the strength that he brings to the sideline and the fact that these young guys have bought into his system. It's been kind of interesting to watch because it took a few months. They staggered in November, December. They got much better in January and have been the best team in basketball since like January 23rd.
That is really interesting to me, Dan, because I have found Ime Udoka fascinating, and I have found Steve Kerr, who's the coach of the Golden State Warriors, fascinating. He, of course, made some news last week at a press conference where he didn't talk basketball. He talked gun control. And I know that there is a narrative out there that coaches kind of don't matter, that it's the talent on the teams. I'm interested in your take on that.
No, it's a really good question and a good point in this sport. I think that you have to have the talent to get to this level. But when you have all these talented people, you still need some direction there. And I think that both teams have good leadership, good direction in that capacity. And you've got to get the young people to buy into what the coach is saying, no matter how talented they are. If they don't do that, you see teams flame out. And I think in this case, you've got two squads that have bought into what the leaders are doing. And there's a commonality. There's a great coach, Greg Popovich, in San Antonio, won a lot of championships. And both Kerr and Udoka came in under Popovich. So they kind of carry his way to these new franchises.
All right. Will we win this first game tonight?
Boy, it's tough. I mean, the Warriors have had more time to rest. They're home. I think they're 9-0 in the playoffs at home this year. This is the first finals game ever played in the Chase Center in Mission Bay there. So I don't like the Celtics in this game tonight. I think if they do, it's great because they were still playing, as we remember, Sunday night. They're right. Pretty banged up. They had to travel. The Warriors are rested. They're 9-0 at home. They've got the pedigree. This one, it wouldn't surprise me if Golden State wins this game.
All right, we will watch. That's Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe sports columnist and author of Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with the Larry Bird Celtics. Dan, this has been fun. Thanks so much.
Okay, I hope we can do it again. Take care.
You too.